Shalom Aleichem, Sweet is Fred. We are continuing our shir on the topic of Edei Mesira Kardu Edei Chasima Karsi. And in the last shir, we established that according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Ashvuye Gita, what creates the get, are both the Ksivas HaGet Lishma and the Edei Mesira, who are witnessing what they know is to be a giving of the get to the right woman. It would seem that Abaye argues the Maskanas HaGemara and says, Eima Dabai Rabbi Eliezer, Ksiva Lishma. But Nisin Lishma Mibai. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer only requires Ksiva Lishma, but not Nisin Lishma. The Mesira doesn't have to be Lishma. According to Abaye, that you don't need Mesira Lishma, the whole din Lishma is only Biksiva. So apparently we have to say that that's because according to Rabbi Eliezer, the din Lishma is not a din Ba'asiyas HaGet, because Biksiva, the get is not yet made into a get. So you can't say the Ashvuye Gita, what creates the get, is the Ksiva when the Ksiva doesn't finish it. Only the Mesira does. If you say both are required for the making of the get, I understand. But if you say only the Ksiva is required for the making of the get, but the get isn't made with the Ksiva, and the Nesina doesn't require Lishma, so therefore it would seem that that's not what creates the get. It's a Stamadin that you need Ksiva Lishma. However, it would appear that Be'emes, even according to Abaye, we can say that Rabbi Eliezer also holds that the Din Lishma is in the Ksivas Haget is Din in Asiyas Haget. Rather, Abaye holds that since the Pasuk says, V'kosav, this Din Lishma is only Shaykh to the Chelek HaHasiya Shaydeh Ksiva, not to the Nesina. So in Achinami, the Ksiva makes the get, because the Torah says, V'kosav. How do you create a get? The Ksiva is what makes this Sefer Krisis. It's not just Stam a Din in Lishma. There's a Din that you have to have Lishma, but that's what actually creates the get. Not the Nesina. You don't need Nesina's Haget Lishma, but you need Ksiva's Haget Lishma for Asiya's Haget. Because according to Abaye, the Din Ksiva Lishma is Midin Asiya's Haget Lishma. This Ksiva's Haget, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is called Asiya's Haget. So again, there are two ways of looking at it. One way is you can say that the Ksiva is Stam a Din. There's a Din in a Get that a Get requires Ksiva Lishma. Or you can say no. That that's what makes the Get into a Sefer Krisis much more. It makes the Get into a Sefer Krisis. So now we're saying that according to Abaye, the Ksiva makes it into a Sefer Krisis. That's what gives it its Shem Shtar, Shem Get. Elamai. Not the Nesina, because the Torah only says V'kosav. Before in the Gemara, both the Ksiva and the Nesina made it into a get. So some mashma that way in the Rambam, in the first parak of Gerush and Halachi Yud Gimel, that the Shtar finishes V'ksivasa. And he says the reason you need two Edim for the Mesira is not Lashvuye Shtar. Gives another reason. It's mashma in the Rambam that the writing of the get lishma already creates the get. That's a shvuye shtara. It's also muchach like that according to the Ritva, who explained the kash of the Gemara that asked, why do you need b'fanei nechtam or b'fanei nechtam? Both of them. Rabbi Eliezer, k'siva bai chasima lo bai. If it's according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara says, only b'fanei nechdav you would require, but not b'fanei nechdam. So the Ritva explains al derech m'manavshach. M'manavshach, you don't need lishma in the k'siva and the chasima. If you're megaresh be'edei mesira, only the k'siva requires lishma according to Rabbi Eliezer, and not the chasima. And if you're megaresh be'edei chasima, then Rabbi Eliezer holds that only the chasima requires lishma, not the k'siva. But you'll never need both the k'siva and the chasima lishma. That's the way the Ritva learns the kasha. If you're divorcing with edei mesira, then the k'siva has to be lishma. And if you're divorcing with Edei Chasima, then the Ksiva has to be Lishma. Then the if you're divorcing with Edei Chasima, then the Chasima has to be Lishma. And if you're divorcing with Edei Mesira, then the Ksiva has to be Lishma. But never both of them. So the Gemara is asking, when do you require both of them? We have to understand this Ritva. If according to Rabbi Eliezer, we require Ksiva Lishma, because he holds that because of his talking about k'siva not chasima, memela, the v'kosav is talking only about the k'siva. And if so, even when you're megarish beide chasima, why don't we require k'siva lishma? Then mehechetesi, you're going to be mevatel the din k'siva lishma in such an instance. If when you only are divorcing with Edei Mesira, you require the k'siva lishma, mech it haste that when you're divorcing with Edei Chasima, the word v'kasav all of a sudden gets a new meaning. It means chasima, mech it haste to be mevatel the din k'siva lishma. And we also have to understand the ikar adavar, that the din of lishma changes. Sometimes it's talking about this, sometimes it's talking about that. So we have two kashas on the Ritva. How can you be mevatel the din k'siva lishma? If normally there's a din k'siva lishma when you're divorcing with Edei Mesira, how are you suddenly mevatel that? And also, how does the, like the Rashbas, how is there a fluid meaning in the word v'kasav? Sometimes it means this, it means k'siva, sometimes it means chasima. And therefore we have to say, so we explain, that even according to Rabbi Eliezer, the din lishma is referring to asiyas haget. And when there are no Edei Chasima, then the Ksiva is the Asiyas HaChefta Shel Ashtar. What makes the Shtar? The Ksiva, not the Chasima. We're trying to, Din Lishma is to make Asiyas HaGet. Not Stamat Din. That's what creates the Shem Shtar. And there's no other Maisa in Asiyas HaShtar Mavada Ksiva. And Memela, the Din Lishma that was said about Asiyas Hashtar is referring to Ksiva. Only when the Edim signed, it's considered that the get was done b'chasimas ha'edim. And since the chasima is included in the Asiyas Hashtar get, then the Lishma is referring to the chasima. And that the Ritva holds in such an instance, chasima alone is enough to make it lishma, and you don't need that the ksiva should also be lishma, even though the ksiva is part of the making of the get, it would appear because the edim, when they sign, as we mentioned earlier in the previous segment, it's as if they're chazering in their edus on everything written in the shtar. Because the chasima se'edim is coming, v'asher v'lekboa, what's written in the shtar, coming to certify what's written in the shtar. And included in the chasim seidim is everything in the shtar. And memela, when they sign lishma, then there's a seal lishma and everything they're made about. So we had asked where the din of ksiva, because of means ksiva lishma, where did it go when you're divorcing with Edei Chasima? The answer is, the ikr here, what the Torah says, ksivad means, that the get has to be lishma. That's what v'kasav means. And the get having to be lishma can mean different things in different contexts. Lishma means that you have to make the get. V'kasav means make the get. When there are no Edei Chasima, what makes the get is the ksiva. when there are Eidei Chasima, what makes the get is Chasima? And where did the Din Ksiva go? The Chasima is a Chazara of the Ksiva. Part of the Asiyas HaGet is no longer the Ksiva. It's just the Chasima, because the Chasima is a Chazara in the Ksiva. So it's not that it's changing, the Kasav. No. It always means make the get. Sometimes with Ksiva Lishma, and if you have Chasimas, then Chasima Lishma. And what happened to the Din Ksiva Lishma? Where did it disappear to? If that's what makes the get, then Mapitom, that when you have Chasima, the Ksiva no longer makes the get. And the answer is that the Chasima is certifying that the Ksiva is proper. So all you have to have is Chasima Lishma, not Ksiva Lishma. And the Chasima Lishma tells you that this is a good get. Says that it was written, and it creates the writing, it turns the writing into a writing Lishma. I mean, if it wasn't written for this woman, as long as it was signed for this woman, so that now turns the get to a kosher get. It's as if they're rewriting everything in the get. So we learn then that according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Din Lishma is a Din Basiyas Hashtar. It has to be Ksiva Lishma Mitzad Hashtar Shebeget. And it's not Stamadin. That's what creates the get. This Lishma creates the get. Lefiza, we can understand the Shita Sagon and the Rambam. That if the Eidim sign the get, the Chasima has to be Lishma, even Midoraisa. Because since, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Eidei Chasima Karsi, also the Eidei Chasima Karsi, the Chasima is also included in Asiyas HaGet, if they're already signing, then it also has to be Lishma. Because that's part of the making of the get. So what then is the machlokas between the Gaonim and the Rambam? If we'll remember, Rambam first quoted the Gaonim, Yesh mi shomer shim chas mu eidim shalo lishma hoel v'hu kamzuif mitocho. Haray ze get batal. So some say, the Gaonim say, that if you the eidim sign shalo lishma, since it's like mizuyif, the get is batal. And if one of the Eidim is Pasul, if you have an Eid Echad, the get is Batal. So even though you don't need Eidei Chasima, according to Rabbi Eliezer, if the Eidim signed, it has to be a proper signing. Because the Din Lishma is also on the Chasima's HaGet. Because like we said, that's what creates the get. Rambam differs and says, no. The get is pasul mishem mezuyif mitoch olam midrabanan. He said it's kim mezuyif lo mezuyif vaday hoil v'nimser be'edim k'sheim reza pasul midivrayim. So he says as long as you have edim mesira k'sheirim, it's only psul midrabanan. Midoraisa, you would say they're gamar. But let's say you don't have edim mesira k'sheirim. And even according to Rabbi Eliezer, midoraisa, you have to have chasimas eidim lishma. So what's their nekudas hamachlokas? That according to the Gaonim, since the lishma is a din in the ksiva of the shtar get, and according to the Gaonim, even if they're eidim mesira, and she could be misgareshes. Even without the Chasima Seidim, sof b'chasimasam, we're making the get. That's also the karsi. That's part of what's creating this shtar. Umemela, the chasima is part of the ksivas vasiyas hageta megarish, and it's makiv that they should sign lishma. But according to the Rambam, if the get was given by Eidei Mesira, you don't need the chasim seidim for the gerishin. It's not ma'akev that this chelik of the chasim seshtar should be lishma. And it's only posim adrabanim yishem azuif misocho. Shem anismoch aleim. And on this the Gra argues, as we saw the Gra, and he says that din lishma is only din in ksivas haget, and therefore you only need lishma in ksivas haget. But Eidei chasim, even though you're megarish al piem, they don't have to sign lishma. And it's like Eidei Mesira that don't require Lishma according to Abaye. So that's the Gra, that you don't need the Eidei Chasima's Lishma at all. According to the Rambam, according to everybody, if only the Eidei Chasima are signing, that's what's making the get. But if you have Eidei Mesira, then you don't need the Eidei Chasima. So it's not Ma'akev. In order to create the get, it's not Ma'akev that you have Eidei Chasima Lishma. But according to the Gaonim, in order to make this get, once they're already signing, that's what's Ashvuyei Shtara. That's what's creating the get. What's creating the get is the Eidei Chasim as well. Not just the Eidei Mesira. So you have to have a get Lishma. And the Lishma is what makes the get into a get. And it's what makes the Shtar into a Shtar. And the question is, what happens if you have Eidei Mesira as well? If you have Eidei Chasim as well, according to the Gaon, if you have Eidei Chasim as well, that's, they're making the get too. They're part of the creation of this get, and therefore they need to be Lishma. And according to the Rambam, no. They're not making the get at all. They don't need to be Lishma Medorais. Only Derabbanan, and it looks like it's Mezuyif. But if there are no Eidei Mesira, if there are no Eidei Mesira, then the Eidei Chasim are the ones making the get. And Mamela, according to both the Rambam and the Gaonim, it has to be Lishma Ivin Midoraisa. And that the Gra argues. The Gra says that Chasima never has to be Lishma. Because when it says in the Torah of a Kosav, Kosav isn't referring to the Chasiva. It isn't referring to the Chasima, it's only referring to the Chasiva. And the whole din of Chasima Lishma is only a din de Rabbanan. Atu Chasiva. So we have some insight into this very, very deep sugya, and we hope to revisit this, I hope, many times. Very one of the most yisodistic sugyas, certainly in Gittin and probably in all of Shas. And we should be zocha lom urlam adishmo lasu l'kamis kol v'yisam tzor sovi hava, amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.